hands, we have an attendance, a guest, Paul and the rules. Lisa Pickering,
Bart Olson,
Joel Frieder, Dan Transier, and Jackie Milschutz. Do you have any citizen comments?
Hello, this is Ryan Jacob with NCG Cinemas. I'm on as well.
Oh. Hi, Ryan.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
He's got the liquor
he's
license.
He's not going to have any.
Yeah, he's not going to have a comment. He just has the liquor license amendment later on in the agenda.
Okay. All right. Minutes for correction and approval, January 7th, 2021. Any questions, corrections?
What good?
Hearing none, we'll move on to new business. PS 2021-05, monthly report review for December 2020 and January 2021.
All right, so the first thing is, I gave Siebert, because he's here, I put our 2020 annual report in your box, mailbox here at the PD. These are hot off the press, and it talks about pretty much everything we've done in 2020 as a police department. So if you have some time, a little bit of light reading for you. So December of 2020, just kind of going through very quickly the monthly report. You know, our total overtime hours were 84.5. We had 47, 48 of it was reimbursed through HIDA CPAT CIT, which is, you know, pretty common. Usually it's about half. We did receive and did put out on our Facebook page a lot of information on scam alerts. As you guys are all aware, we're going to talk about it just a little bit. Our fraud cases have just, they're just extremely high. I'll talk again in a little bit about, you know, part one crimes. You know, one of our goals was to reduce part one and part two crimes. We are so far up in part one crimes because of the fraud and identity theft cases that fall into that category. We are still taking to this day. So that's the reason the scam alert was put on there. And throughout the course of December, you see a lot of different Instagram page. We started our Instagram page, our social media part for the police department. We have some crime and some information on attempt to locate. We did our shop with a cop in December and just had a blast. We obviously changed it a little bit this year where we didn't bring kids in. We went to the store and shopped for them after talking with the parents and getting what the parents said the kids would like. And we just had an absolute blast with that. You're also going to see the retirement and promotion. We had a retirement of Andy Jelinuski after 21 years here with the Yorkville Police Department. Everybody knows him as Jello. And the promotion of Sergeant Hayes from patrol into the sergeant ranks into the Field Operations Division. And we also recognized Dale Aronson, who retired after 28 years with our department. He was a part-time police officer for us for 28 years. Now, he retired earlier in the year, but with COVID, we were going to wait to kind of bring him in for a board meeting for recognition, but it was time to do that. Our total training for the month, we had 360 hours of training. There's a lot of online training, mandated training through the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board that we need to get in, and we try to break it up in six-month increments with the training that we need to do, so you're going to see that on the report. As far as our traffic crashes go, you saw 31 excluding private property crashes for the month of December. Obviously, we all know it's kind of been a snowy winter, so nothing really jumps out too much there. Our detective squad, we have some highlights there. Actually, let me back up a little bit. Our Route 34 details, directed patrol details, we spent 36.7 hours on Route 34 and just short of 32 hours on Route 47. Actually, almost 40 total hours on Route 47, whether it's downtown, north, or south. As far as our detective squad goes, one of our detectives, Ketchmark, he is now what we would consider a master ET. So if we have any type of crime that occurs in our city, we do not have to rely on other agencies to process that same bullet trajectory, a lot of your higher-end evidence-type stuff. He is now certified. He's also on the Major Crimes Task Force for Kendall County, so he is one of the major ETs, evidence technicians for the Major Crimes Task Force. So it's awesome having that in-house here. As far as crime reports go for December, you're going to see an increase of criminal reports, non-criminal reports. You're probably talking, 200 increase in criminal reports. Again, if I break it down to the Part 1 crimes, which is the chart right below that, we had 277 more theft calls. That's what identity theft falls under Part 1 crimes, because of the unemployment scam that was going on this year. So we are up in our overall Part 1 crimes by 270. I would say if you take away that 277, and we were projected to be lower in our Part 1 crimes when we talked back, and I think it was October. But October, November, December, obviously we just got nailed really hard with the theft cases, and I know some of you guys have been victim of that as well. So, moving over to the calls for service, we had a total for the year of just short of 1,600 or less incidents for the year through KenCom, which is a good thing. And actually, back up a little bit, our Part 2 crimes, we are lower. Our goal is to be lower in Part 1 and Part 2 crimes. Part 2 crimes, we were lower by 19 overall calls in our Part 2 crimes, which covers battery, domestic battery, property damage, weapons, drug offenses, sex offender violations, disorderly conduct, that sort of thing. And that is it for December. Moving on to January, our overtime hours for January were 34, which is one of the lowest it's been, which is awesome. I love seeing the lower overtime numbers. Skipping over to the community policing initiatives and just our notices that we put out on our Facebook page. Unfortunately, we did have a fatal traffic crash that occurred on Route 71. An individual was driving on Route 71 heading southbound and passed a vehicle and went head-on with a, I'm sorry, heading northbound 71, passed a vehicle and went head-on with a gas truck. And unfortunately, the person is deceased. So we don't get too many fatal crashes in Yorkville. It seems like I think we had three last year and one this year. So we also had a kind of a major burglary that occurred at Target. There were people inside the store when it happened. They broke the window, rushed in. They only took one monitor from our Target here. We had cops responding immediately once the call came out, and the people kind of were rushed out. Other agencies responded to assist as well. We have identified suspects. We are still investigating the case. There are multiple agencies outside of Yorkville that are involved in investigating the individuals in this case. So I'm going to be hopefully very soon reporting a positive outcome with that. As far as new hires, we were able to hire 3 new hires during the month of January, which brings our official sworn staff to 32, with the retirement of Stacy Mott back in April, and then Jello retiring, and then obviously with the results of our case with the other sergeant that is no longer here. We were short with those. We were able to hire and replace those positions. So, and one of them was our CSO, Marisa Chapiano, which I know several of you know. So it's kind of exciting to bring one of our CSOs in into the sworn ranks. We talked about the promotions already. Obviously, we had to put something in there on the Go Cubs. Sorry, Sox fans, but it had to be the Cubs, and that was a Bear Fitzmyer thing, just so you're aware. We had 255.5 hours of training, which turned out pretty good. It looks like December and January, the time frame of our crash is pretty much the same, around 2 o'clock to 1,400 to 1,800, basically 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock is the time. And we're really trying to focus on that particular area, trying to identify the area where we're getting those crashes occurring. Unfortunately, it's kind of all over the board. Cases assigned for detectives under our detective squad, you're going to see an additional 4 cases. You know, and that's kind of hit and miss. When we talk about the cases, sometimes we have slower months, sometimes we're just buried. And so, you know, you're going to see an up and down in that. When you go to the report section, you're going to see, you know, January 2020 compared to January of 2021. The biggest increase and the reason for the increase in the overall reports, for the most part, we had 56 theft or fraud cases, identity theft cases reported just in the month of January. So I do know there's a lot of agencies out there that are no longer taking police reports on that. That's just not my style, unfortunately. I would love to report that we don't have those crimes, but frankly, we do have those crimes in our city, and I think we need to report them. And when people want a police report, we need to give them a police report on it. Even though there's, you know, they've got their own task force that's investigating these, there's nothing we're doing as far as following through, and each victim is told that. But I think we still need to report it, which is what we're doing. When you scroll down to crisis intervention calls, you're going to see kind of a chart that looks a little bit different than what we've been doing. We are now tracking all of the items that we deal with in our calls for service when it comes to crisis intervention types of calls. And with the implementation of our CIT program, you're going to see how many CIT follow-ups we've had, how many citizens at risk registrations, and how many follow-ups we've had with the CARP program. So our program went live pretty much the mid to late January. So, you know, there's only one car in there. If you guys are looking at pass on, you'll see, and I know you get the daily pass on, you'll see when we do a car registration, it's in our pass on. And that's about it for the January monthly report. I'll entertain any questions.
My commitment to give 1 and 2 weeks because of that White Sox comment.
Okay.
No one wants lawyer's blood anyway, right, Chief?
Hey, it might make me smart. I need that.
You've been a cop long enough and dealt with enough lawyers to know that that's not going to happen. There's not too many smart lawyers around anymore.
Oh, boy.
Any other questions or comments? Move on. PS 2021-06, adjudication reports for January and February 2021.
So as far as the adjudication reports go, and I know you guys have in front of you, you know, we're getting a lot of cannabis violations, and keep in mind, while it is legal, it is illegal to have it in your vehicle and smoke while you drive, that sort of thing, underage. That's primarily what you see when you have anything cannabis related. You don't see very often a retail theft, a shoplifting ordinance ticket. I haven't seen one in the last couple of months, if I remember right. So we do have one that was on there that was written this year in March, actually March 2nd of 2021 was the first date for that. So we always work with our retail establishments to make sure what's the best course of action. Sometimes an ordinance ticket is compared to a criminal charge. It's the right thing to do. Going through the rest of the months in there, again, kind of goes into cannabis, and there's a lot of impounded vehicles. That's, you know, our admin tows. And there's a few for expired registration parked on the roadways. Those are not issued by our department. I believe that's more building and zoning that issues those. So, any questions on adjudication?
We'll move to the next one. PS 2021-07, approval of FY22 vehicle purchases.
Carrie, I'm going to turn that over to you.
That'll work. Thank you. So every fiscal year, the police department goes through their current fleet to determine the number of vehicles that are needed to be purchased to turn over, to make sure our fleet is up to date and reliable. So every year we do budget $150,000. This year we are requesting two new Ford 2021 SUVs, which will total $122,000. Now, the difference between this year and last year is the prices, of course, did increase year over year. So each squad, including all equipment, will be $61,000. And we are hoping, if approved through the council, that we will be able to place the order with these right away, which then will have a 16 to 18 week turnaround. Are there any questions?
What's the model Ford? We got a new one recently, right?
It's an, yes, it's identical to the ones that we've been purchasing. So it's an Explorer. Yep.
And we would outfit it the same as a black and white, just like the last one we just purchased. It'd be black and white, fully marked vehicle.
Dan, would you have a question?
What's that?
How much did the price go up compared to last year?
The base cost stayed close to the same. I think it was just a few hundred dollars off, but I know the equipment cost increased year over year.
We always try to reuse equipment when we can that's going to save us costs. You know, when you reuse a light bar for two vehicles, you can pretty much get away with that. Maybe even a third vehicle, depending on how long it's been in the fleet. Computer systems, your in-car video camera systems, because of the software and the equipment, it's very difficult. So, yeah.
This one we need to move on to City Council.
We did actually put this already on City Council for Tuesday night.
Okay.
And if everybody checks their email after this meeting, we did release the budget proposal for next year. And we do expect to have a sizable surplus in fiscal year 21, and rather wait until like the audit is more complete. We're making the recommendation to go ahead and purchase some additional items now via a budget amendment, and some of those items include two more police cars, hopefully in fiscal year 21. So hopefully in short order here, we can get four new cars for the police.
Okay. Is everybody good? Dan? Jackie? Joel? All right.
I just need a test drive.
PS 2021-08, surplus request for disposal of police vehicles.
Gary, I'm going to refer to you again.
Well, thank you. As we buy new vehicles, we have to find a new home for the old ones. So this is a surplus request for a 2013 Chevy Impala. The resale value of the vehicle is right on the cusp of $5,000. But we're not exactly sure if we'll get more than $5,000, but just to be on the safe side, we wanted to bring it to the council for approval so we don't have to backtrack. The vehicle has been used in frontline, has 104,000 miles on it, and we would like to dispose of it if approved.
Questions? Are we good to move this on?
Yes, that has also been put on the City Council agenda for Tuesday night.
Just want to make sure the committee is all finished. Last item on this list, PS 2021-09, Liquor Code Amendment, New License Class, Movie Theater. This was interesting to me.
Yeah, so Lisa is attending the meeting. She had drafted the memo that creates a new license class, so narrowly tailored to movie theaters. When NCG first came to us a few years ago, we had actually floated this concept at the time and chose not to move forward with it at that point because they weren't requesting it. But a few things have changed in the past few years and several months, really. And now they're interested in revisiting the concept, and so we drafted something that we think is appropriate and responsible, and we recommend approval. Lisa, do you want to talk about some of the provisions within it?
Sure. So this license would allow the licensee to for consumption only on the premises of a business operating as a movie theater. It would allow beer, wine, and liquor, and the sale of alcoholic beverages would be an accessory to the operation of the premises as a movie theater. So obviously the goal is that they're operating as a movie theater, and this is just a side, you know, item to enhance sale. So items A through F on this license class were developed and added with the input of Chief Johnson, who can probably provide further insight if you've got any questions as to those conditions that were added.
So after Lisa sent it out, one of the things that we did or we discussed was what kind of law enforcement issues. My job is just the law enforcement side of things. So we reached out, had Nicole reach out to her group of executive assistants to find out what other cities have this and what kind of issues they faced, if any. So we got responses back from Lake in the Hills. Earlville was more of a drive-in theater, not an indoor, but more of a drive-in. Lamont, South Elgin, St. Charles, West Dundee, Downers Grove, Gurnee, and Oswego. There were really no issues. No issues as far as a criminal, you know, criminal issues reported, law enforcement issues reported. I can tell you from past experience, Oswego's had this for a while. We've had very limited calls, they had very limited calls at that theater. One notable one I do remember was more of a domestic violence type situation. The individual was intoxicated, got into an argument with his wife, but it was dealt with very, very quickly. And that was not common practice. So in going through the recommendations, one of the things really, the one recommendation that I was really focused on was making sure there's no glass bottles and making sure the cans are in there. They would have to pour it into a plastic cup, that it's clear, that you can see it. You know, obviously glass bottles, you don't want something falling, breaking, cutting somebody. During the summertime, I go there in sandals. Joel wears it in the wintertime like that, I know. So you don't want to cut a big toe or the bottom of your foot. Or frankly, if there is a fight, I don't have to worry about any type of weapon that could be used. So that's really the reason for the no glass containers in there. So.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a time restriction on when the alcohol sales would be permitted?
So currently, this was developed with no time restriction. All of our licensed classes, with the exception of special event and temporary, all have the same hours. So the idea being, if a business is open and they want to have alcohol sales, that they can move forward with that. If the committee wants to put a limitation on hours, definitely, you know, look at that.
What time do they start movies?
I'm not sure. Ryan, would you like to jump in and answer this?
Sure. It's different now. The earliest showtime is about 1 o'clock in the afternoon now. But during, I would say, normal show hours, if you go back to 2019, it might be as early as 10 in the morning. Now, that said, of our 25 locations, only 5 of them serve beer, wine, and alcohol today. We kind of look at every location differently and what the market's looking for, but we wouldn't start serving it in the morning. There really wouldn't be much of a market for it anyway.
Thank you.
Joel?
What's the timeline like on this? If we stay cool, it goes to the city council, when would it be allowed or permitted?
We currently have it drafted to be effective immediately. So, tentatively, we've got it targeted for the March 23rd City Council meeting, so it could be the day after.
Okay. The only thing, like, I'm in full support of it. The only thing I would recommend doing is for 2021, I think NCG's had enough of a punch to the throat thanks to the pandemic. I would move to waive the $850 fee for the year. Number one, I don't want them going anymore because I sleep so well in those high-back chairs after I spend money on movie tickets, I'm an old man. But they are an anchor tenant in our community, so whatever we have to do these little supports, this is a good idea. They do it everywhere else. And the community is to allow food delivery during the movie to your seat. Just drop it out there. But I think this is something we should make sure happens as soon as possible. And I don't think we should worry on $3 on a bill there where next year maybe we can hold it just to mess with them, but I think this is the year where you want to go, all right, get in there, make your money, sell, get back to business.
Any other questions? Move this one on to City Council.
Okay.
We all good then to move it on? Jack and go. Done. Old business. I see none on the agenda. Additional business from anyone. Jackie.
I talked to the chief about this. I talked to Pete. So, and I guess there's a, my concern, and I mentioned to you, chief, is in my area of town, like the older sections of Ward 2, there's a lot of places that don't have curb or gutter. So people are parking in the parkway. And it's our park, you know, technically it's our property. And when you go there, with the weather the way it is, there's one house in particular I noticed, it's just muck. They just trash the parkway. So Pete was gonna go out and look, but he said there it's like a fine line. Is it a is that a police issue versus a property complaint? So I don't know if Pete's talked to. He's gonna look at a couple places. It just getting more and more happening more and more than I in the areas that I walk I've noticed. And then there's mud all over the street. And you know, sidewalks, you can't walk down the sidewalk because they're on the sidewalk and the parkway.
So let me do this, Jackie. Let me talk to Pete on tomorrow and get with him and we can, we'll come up with some sort of solution. I'll make sure I email you tomorrow with what we came up with and where we would go with it. I know there was a few houses, if I'm not mistaken, right in front of Circle Center.
There's one really bad one.
Yeah, well, there's one right up, I think it's right on Mill, directly across from the school, where they actually built a gravel pad, I'm assuming, in the parkway.
And that's something maybe in Public Works we can look at, too. Maybe it's better just to gravel these areas, because, I don't know.
Let me talk to Pete and I'll try to have an answer for you.
Sidewalk, walking, or all in the street.
Okay.
So, because the parkways aren't that big there, and there's no trees, so they just, and I've noticed it on both sides of the river in certain sections that, it's happening.
I will talk to Pete tomorrow and I will get you an email tomorrow, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You betcha.
That's all.
Any other business? I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Everyone's going to Joel's house for dinner.
Yes. I have a 300 we call it. Y'all
agree. Good night.
Bye, everybody.